I'm lucky enough to live in the Pacific Northwest, where I am often asked to walk the family dog. There's a lovely park, lots and lots of birds, and as you might guess, in Western Washington State, it often rains. This poem was written after one of those walks. So near and over me. They are there in the shadowed underbrush, the little dark hollow, an avian cradle of wild rhododendron leaves and pine needles fallen to mold a few months back. I hear the flit and fleet, the sure movements of some little juncos breaking a tiny snap, a cue and the pecks, and their alarm calls blend to the wet ground, almost a whisper. What do they see as I, by their heads, can't hold more than their sound? Their slate color moves through blackened branches without a trace left behind. Not flying, but quick hopping on skinny toes, just able to hold them. Cradle, my lovely cradle of mud, the last of winter and a shuffled twig. They sing in fast pips. Their fragile throats trill, so near and over me, standing by the flock, and I am rooted, knowing they will move on just as soon as I look away, for the juncos are the leaves filling the forest in this private season.